Good morning, mate, and good morning, Central Queensland.
How's your training for the bike ride been going? We've got all throughout this month now to raise money for kids' cancer.
Yeah, it's been good. You've got the rest of November to do as well, but I completed the 100Ks in October, so when we do our race, it'll be extra 15. That's just a bonus, I guess.
So we're aiming for that next week at some stage because it's a busy time of the year, but we'll keep people up to date when it does happen, eh?
Yeah, sounds good. Our team Gladdy raised nearly $8,000 as well.
So yeah, that's pretty good, eh? Well done to the whole team, Team Gladdy. Election over the weekend.
Good result for our three local members. So in Gladstone, obviously Glenn Butcher was returned comfortably with probably over 70-something% of the vote. And very similar results in Callide for Colin Boyce and in Burnett for Steve Bennett. So congratulations to all three of our state members here in the Gladstone region. For all of CQ, Barry was returned in Rockhampton. And Brittany was returned in Livingston.
What's that mean for our region, mate, on a council level with Labor taking power? They have the majority.
Well, for CQ, it's at the end of the day, whoever your state member is, whether they're a member of the government or the member of the opposition or an independent, they've got to go down and fight for us anyway. So look, I think we've got a really good mix here in CQ, and I'm sure that the Premier will continue to deliver for kids like she has, for Works for Queensland and programs like that. So as long as the funds can be evenly shared, which I think they have been in the last few years, we'll just keep things going. And obviously, with Glenn Butcher being in government, he'll be in a ministerial role, so hopefully he might be able to get local government or something like that. He's already got regional development and manufacturing, so it's really good for us to have someone like Glenn living in CQ, who's the member for, or minister for regional development.
Council-wise, what's been happening across the area?
Yeah, so we've got a council meeting today and tomorrow, so the agenda's a very long agenda for this week, so split it up over 2 days. So there's live streaming today at 9, and we'll go through and do half the agenda or section of the agenda today, and then we'll start again tomorrow and do the rest tomorrow starting at 9. So there'll be two council live streaming events this week. Not that they're much of an event to watch, but, if people like to watch it, we're getting about 3,000 to 5,000 people watch every time.
So, there you go. Rude. Just need to go to the Gladstone Regional Council website to find the link.
Yeah, absolutely. Or click on the Facebook, and there's always a link there to just click on that, and it takes you to where you need to go. And that's usually up at about 5 to 9 today and tomorrow it will be, and then at 9 o'clock, we try and start right on time every time. So today it'll probably be a few hours, a bit after lunch. It should finish today, and then I'll do the same again tomorrow.
Melbourne Cup, hang on. I've got to get everyone's tip. What's your tip for the Melbourne Cup?
I think there's one in there, Sir Dragon Net. I think Bossy's on that. I'll have to check again. I did put up on my Mayor Facebook page the list of all the horses, so, and a link to how to print out a local sweep. So if you're having a sweep in your office, jump on my Facebook page, Mayor Bat Burnett, and click on the link. It'll take you to where you can print out a PDF for an office sweepstakes. Gives you a list of the horses and the jockeys and hopefully the trainers as well. So, usually just put them in a hat or something on those and draw them out.
Mayor Matt Burnett on the Facebook page. It's where you can get the sweeps for it. Mate, I'm actually catching up. I might get some inside goss. I'm catching up tomorrow with Miracle Malcolm Johnson. So I'll get his tip off him and we'll see how we go. One of the best jockeys throughout the 80s.
With Melbourne Cup, you can just put him in a hat and pick one out because anyone can win that.
So. Yeah, good luck. I've been trying for 30 years. All right, Matt. we might catch up later in the week after you've had this council meeting over a couple of days.
Yeah, we've got a couple of deputations tomorrow as well, so that's
okay.
Be good.
Beautiful, Matt. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
There's our man, Matt Burnett, on Classic Hits 4CC.